Thank you so much. So here we are back over the internet through BBS. Questions and answers with the Elohim and Ra group. The Wednesday gathering from people here on the conference call in the simulcast with this radio show. I welcome you all. And several more people joined in the last minute. Thank you for being here. Feel free to say your names and locations.
John from Las Vegas.
Welcome, John.
Hello,
guys. Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome,
Jane.
Thank you.
Hi, Jane.
Welcome, Cecil.
Hi. Hi.
Thank you all for being here.
Got busy all of a sudden, huh?
Great.
Kind of like the ketchup bottle.
Yeah.
That'll come and then a lot'll.
And if you are listening in through BBS Radio online, thank you for being here. And as usual, you have the opportunity to ask a question to our sources from the Ra group and the Elohim group by emailing your question to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. All right, and today it is March 31st, and it feels like summertime over here. It was hot today.
Well, 60 degrees in Seattle, and it's sunny. That's nice.
All right. All right.
I just got in from digging some sunchokes out of my garden.
Are they edibles?
What's they?
Is the vegetable, is the fruit, what is it? Flower?
Yeah, it's a tuber, similar, kind of like a potato.
Uh-huh.
But it tastes more like a... Yeah.
Go to the conference call. Please say name and location.
Hey, it's Bonnie in California.
Hello, hi, Bonnie. Guys. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Sorry, Cecil. Go ahead. Actually,
yeah,
wait. Good evening. Welcome. Please say name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi, everybody.
So yes, we are live over the internet through BBS, and I welcome all your folks listening in online. Thank you for being here. All right.
Yeah, the sunchoke is sometimes called a Jerusalem artichoke.
All right. I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you would like to do so, we welcome you.
Roger in Austin.
Oh, there's Roger.
Roger,
hi,
welcome.
Roger. These plants grow about 12 feet high.
All right.
And you can almost watch them grow. They just really go fast during the summertime.
Aren't they good for glaucoma?
For what?
Isn't that one of the treatments for glaucoma?
I don't know. It's got a lot of good inulin in it, which is a high-powered prebiotic, and iron,
welcome.
And a lot of other good stuff.
Hey, welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, hi. It's Lauren from Forest, Washington.
Welcome, Lauren.
Hi.
Nice to see you, brother.
Likewise.
My neighbor used to grow them for his wife who had some kind of condition. But they would grow under the fence and up in my yard, too.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous when they grow up there. They're really pretty.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Terry, welcome. Thank you for being here and providing your services.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. What?
Carrie, the internet, back on?
Yes. It went back on. Luckily. Yeah.
Did you mute the phone line here? Good evening, Rogers for conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, it's Debbie Costa Mesa.
Hello.
Hi,
Debbie.
Debbie.
Welcome.
Hi, buddy. Hi, Terry. Hey, guys.
All right.
Is Wynn here yet?
He is.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Lauren.
I win.
Hello to everybody. I mean, see Wanda. Is that Wanda? Never mind.
Hello.
Hi, Wanda.
There she is.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, Terry. Hello, Win. Hello, Heise.
All right, Heise. I think we should start.
All right. I lost my console over here. Hold on a second.
You want me to start?
No, I got it. Oh, I see it now. Okay. All right. I need to turn things off still. Today is the 31st of March.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is Wednesday, March 31st. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And imagine that there was an intelligence that was way higher than our realm that could answer questions about this realm from their vantage point. Imagine they had the ability to tune in past lives, past epochs, past planets, and they could see how you fit in to the big matrix. And that is who we're going to talk to tonight and ask questions to. And these are questions that people who are coming to our calls regularly have been asking to learn more about themselves. And many of them learned a thing or two. One of the things that most people are not privy to is understanding that they had previous lifetimes and they did whatever they did in those lifetimes. And each lifetime was like its own painting, but with the same soul. And you get to use the various tools that you have developed in your soul to create each lifetime. And sometimes there have been negative influences in your past that you're still working out, resolving this lifetime, and you don't even know what they are because you have to figure it out. It just, you know, there's a pattern you keep repeating. And so Terry Brown is going to be answering questions. And Terry and I have been working together for a number of years doing this. And we've asked other questions, not just having people ask questions, but they kept telling me to ask them questions. And we put together a library of answers to their questions that was a lot of information that has never been in this realm before. And they don't tell people to believe it. They say, take what it feels right and leave the rest. And a lot of it feels right for a lot of people. And on that note, we're ready to start. And let me just take one last look here and see if anybody sent in any last-minute questions. Hang on. Nope. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through our solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And do we have our sources present?
Give us a moment. We greet you in the love plate of the one infinite creator. We are here. We do not have physical bodies. We have plasma energy bodies. We are two groups that have aspects come together to answer questions wherever we might be able to assist. If we ever see anything that doesn't make sense to you or you can't use, disregard it, as it is not for you at that time. We come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line. So our presence is faster than the voice. The voice is what comes over the telephone line and over the computer. It is a joy and a sacred moment in time when we are able to connect with your realm, as it has not often been done. Do you have questions?
Yeah, we're going to start off with a question from Bonnie Penners in Kelowna, California. In a previous channeling, Ra'an stated, in the interactions in the life of an individual, depending upon how open he or she is, DNA strands can begin to vibrate and open up new gifts. Please explain what is meant by interactions and by what are the gifts that he dominates that lie dormant within one's DNA?
Thank you.
Is there a way to facilitate this expansion within oneself?
Thank you. We answered the first part of the question first. An individual has a DNA, and these the DNA, the purpose of it is to coordinate their life and to move influences from external to be able to adjust the body, the person, to be able to respond appropriately. The body has all different kinds of responses that it needs to make to the environment, to the external area of the environment. Some of that is to correlate when there is a temperature change,
then the body needs to be able to respond and to keep the body more at a cooler temperature if it is too hot. Some of it is if there is a threat to inform the body to release certain chemicals so that it would be able to respond appropriately to say get out of the way, to give energy to and impetus to the muscles to react. There's a lot of coordination that goes in on a human life minute to minute in a person's life. Now, if more strands or more of the DNA potential can get activated, it can pick up more perceptics in the outer environment. For instance, planetary changes and changes in the moon energy. As you know, the moon has an effect upon the tides. The moon has an effect also on the human body and in very subtle ways. The more sophisticated the DNA, the more it can appropriately respond to the outer influences that are impinging on a body. So what are the gifts? More perception of the environment, faster reaction time, more stability in the moon cycles. Those are just a few.
Okay. Well, let's go. You know, one of the things I'll just add to that, now that the sources confirm it, is that the strands of the DNA are kind of like antennae.
Yes.
And they
yes.
pick up by
and the more
they
active
up,
they are, the more they can pick up and the more they can help adjust the body
right.
to appropriate reaction.
And the first seven strands approximately correspond to the first seven chakras. And the next five strands correspond to energies outside of your body. Is that accurate?
That is one way to say it. We see that it is that is not exactly correct, but there is some correlation.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way you could explain it so we could understand it better?
Give us a moment. Say, take the chakra, the voice chakra, the throat chakra. There are all different kinds of correlations. Is the individual has maybe a hesitancy about speaking in public, then the the chakra is not as activated as it could be. If the person was giving that a whole go-ahead, the hologram that the individual is sitting on is one of the factors that monitors and helps modulate the activation of the DNA. There are many correlations. Is the person shy? He doesn't want to be seen. He wants to stay in the background. There are, in the hologramic experience of the individual, there are overriding potentials or ways that the individual is controlling his own hologram. So the chakra in the DNA activation is not the full story.
Okay. Next question. There have been many people that have said the Earth is moving into a higher dimension. And this is from me. I wanted to confirm that. Is the Earth moving or has it moved into a higher dimension?
Jeez. Dimension is not the right word.
Density?
A better word would be density, but even a plane or level might even be a better word. There are different planes, and between the planes there is a barrier. So that one tends to have a range of perceptions within the third density and then a higher range of perceptions in another density higher. So there's different abilities and densities that are available to want to move into as they progress in their ability to coordinate with those and to act with, like, for instance, acting within a sixth density is more liquid. And one cannot lie so easily in a higher density because everything is moving faster, and people there can see through lies easier. So it is harder to lie because when one lies, it's because they don't want someone else to know something, and as you reach the higher densities, people can see through that and be more telepathic. Is Earth on a whole raising up into a higher density? Earth is moving into a more dense area of the galaxy that it is in. And as it moves into a higher density, it tends to heat up if there's more friction in its pathway. Frequencies tend to migrate higher to be able to cut through the higher dense space. Is it a moving into the fourth and then into as a whole, as a group? Is moving higher, is moving more toward the boundary between the the third and the fourth. However, the fourth is also raising higher. You're breathing in the phone. So we would say that it, and there may be a lot of dissension about this, we would say that it is not moving into the fourth density.
It was also said early on that there was going to be a division of souls, that they would exist simultaneously on the planet. And one group was graduating, and the other group, they could, but they were holding themselves into a more rigid matrix and belief system, and it was not going to allow them to graduate. It does seem like that is coming about right now. Did you comment on that?
We, at this time, we do not wish to comment on that.
Okay. Next question. Ra said on the Sunday call that they were too busy to even talk because of the dense energy.
This is Ra, and we did not say we were too busy to talk. We said we were multitasking, and that if we were called away, that we would then terminate the call at that point. However, we stayed with you.
Yes. Well, the question was to even talk because of the dense energy in the galaxy our solar system was going through. Is this dense part a purely natural phenomena? And this is from Joe in Arizona.
Yes.
Joe.
Yes, this is a natural phenomena. Is there is more space dust in this area? The solar system is moving through at this time.
Mm-hmm. Is that extra dense energy the solar system is moving through having an impact on life and on the planet that you can share with us?
Yes, but this is the global warming that individuals are talking about. This is the true reason of global warming. And if you monitor the rest of the planets, they are also changing in atmosphere and also getting warmer as they move through the space.
Now, global warming is a term that the government uses, indicating it's from carbon monoxide and automobiles and stuff like that. Is there any truth to that?
There is some effect from carbon monoxide. However, this is not the reason for the global warming at this time. As one may view the other planets and note that they are also getting warmer, and some of them are beginning to even glow a little bit.
Okay. Dharmananda says, I know I am a light being, starseed, and I want to know why I came here and if I am doing what I came here to do.
Thank you. If we say something that does not make total sense to you, disregard it. But we ask you a question. Are you an explorer? Are you a wanderer? Do you investigate into various topics to see what the source of certain things are? Do you have an inquisitive mind? And do you have a feeling that you have been a space explorer, that you have sought to find out what is there on the other side of the star system? Does that ring any bells to you, that you have an excitement towards reaching out and exploring new territories? Do you like to listen to information on NOVA or some of the programs that reach into mysteries of the galaxy? When you are here, what is it that you do with your day? What do you like to do the best in your day? This is the clue to your interests. And your interests lead you to what you are here to do. You may have behind it other interests, and what you are studying or looking at may be a means to uncover some of the deeper reasons you are here. Your life, you have cues what you are actually interested in is the area of what you are here to learn and ultimately do.
I was going to ask, it seems like a lot of people tend to have this question as if there's some divine purpose that they took a body that they need to fulfill. And it seems to me that what you said about Dharmananda is probably true for a lot of people, that they do things because they're curious. That there's no divine kind of plan that says, Dharmananda, you're supposed to do this, and Wynn, you're supposed to do this, and Terry, you're supposed to do this.
When they feel that there is something they are supposed to do, but this is, it should be self-directed. If it is something that parents set up for the child, when the child was small, my child's going to be a doctor. He's going to be a doctor. He's going to be a doctor. He's going to be a doctor. And then the child grows up and is thinking, geez, you know, I'm a journalist tonight. I think I was supposed to be a doctor. So there are influences that can come in on a person's life. But generally, they have an inclination towards gravitating towards something that will fulfill them, an area in which they are seeking to fulfill this urge that they have, or the desire, or the joy that they have for writing, say, or moving towards some occupation.
Mm-hmm. But in general, I think we could say a wanderer gets bored with doing routine things that somebody else would think they should do, because that's what everybody does in this dimension. And wander.
This could be true of you, Lynn.
It's true of me. I know it's true of me. Yeah. But maybe not true of other wanderers. But in any case, let's see what we have next here. Okay. This is from Isis. And this is different than the last question we asked about Earth moving into another density.
Yes.
It may sound like it the first time I read it. But as I understand it, the Earth has a spirit that occupies it. Our soul, this is
well, it has quite a lot of spirits that occupy it.
Right. But the main Mother Earth, I'll let you answer it because I don't know the answer. It has been said that a new Mother Earth with more horsepower has taken the role of being Mother Earth. Where did Mother Earth go? Where did the new Mother Earth come from? Has she prepared or trained elsewhere to take on this role? Isis.
Thank you, Isis. The new Mother Earth has come from outside of, like, as not from this area, but from outside of this area, from a higher level, from a primary area. In the area of where you reside is a secondary area. The Elohim us are secondary. The universe here is secondary, but outside where us, the Elohim, came from, we were created by beings outside, primary beings. And Mother Earth is a primary being, and she came in recently to replace the Mother Earth that had the job for eons, because the Mother Earth spirit before needed repair and rest, as mankind had really caused wear and tear upon her psyche.
Thank you. Now, was the new Mother Earth also a primary being that came and took on this role?
New Mother Earth was. Is.
Yes. And this kind of brings up a question that I've had. In the beginning of the creation process of beings, obviously, they didn't come out the same way. Were they created the same as the same, and then they interacted and constantly changed as a result of the interactions? Or was the initial creation making them come out differently? In other words, do you follow my question?
No. Say it again.
No. There was a point in the beginning when Elohim beings were being formed, okay?
Right. Yes,
and
they were formed by primary beings.
And they, as they were being formed, were they being formed differently, or did the differences come about as a result of their evolution with each other?
They were formed by the primary beings. Primary beings developed a way to formulate themselves.
Mm-hmm. So they were formed differently. In other words,
yes.
Yes. An Elohim soul was part of the grace unit would have been formed differently than an Elohim soul who was part of the On unit, etc. You know? You follow?
Well, they were formed in the same way. However, they chose different pathways, and the pathways they chose gave them different abilities to format themselves to respond in ways that were necessary to how they formulated themselves in the areas in which they were operational.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, early on, we had a connection with the Mormons, and it was indicated that the Mormons, the firstborn of the Mormons in the 1800s when the church was forming, were Elohim souls that came into this realm to be of service, who would be needed a doctrine so that they could maintain their highest purpose and not get caught up in the traps of third dimension. And
yes.
In the Mormons, it's probably the only religion that says that when you leave this realm, you might end up being a planet or being the soul of the planet. And is that connected with all of what we're talking about here? Does every planet have a being that's its soul?
Mother Earth is such a being, and different planets do have such beings. Saturn has such a being. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so that's why that was said to the Mormons, the Elohim souls that were the Mormons at that time. Yes.
Yes.
The guy that founded that church, somehow that was revealed to him, I suppose. Okay.
Yes.
This is another question from Isis. There's actually three or four questions here around the same topic. So let me read the first grouping, okay? Did my father of this life kill me in a past life where we were a couple, partners, maybe even married? Why would he physically abuse me in that life?
She is saying that she was physically abused in another life by him. Is that correct? Or?
Well, there's actually two things here. She's asking if her father killed her in a past life when they were a couple and maybe even married. And then if they were, she should have asked, if that's true, why did he abuse me in that life?
Thank you. You are in the beginning stages of being able to recognize your past lives in the individuals in this life who were in that life who were involved with you and moved and became involved with you in this life. So you have great opportunity to be able to open up the leaves of the lifetimes and look for more details. There's a lot of details there. And we recommend that you take a look and sit down by yourself and play out what you remember the sequences were, and sometimes if you remember a sequence, it may change as you remember more details. Sometimes, for instance, we just give this as an example. An individual might think that, and we are not saying this of you, but we are saying this as an example. An individual might think that they were a famous person in the past. And that is usually an indication that they may have had something to do with that time period, have known back in that time period of that person. It's possible that they were that person. And this does not apply to you and your father here. We're saying this is an example of some of the things that can come up when you are reviewing past life incidents. As you sit and go through an incident in your mind of how it was or how it could have been, then usually more and more of that incident will begin to unfold and come to your consciousness. So we recommend that you do that when you have an inkling that he may have been your father, then to sit down and picture that lifetime and the incident in that lifetime and let it unfold a little bit at a time. And then later to pick it up again and to run it by. As you run it, more and more details will come to you and you will know more and more we suggest that you do this is you have within you the answers to your questions and the ability to bring them into your consciousness.
A couple more questions, and one of them might fit in here now. Meaning her and her father, have a karmic past before that?
Before their last lifetime?
Before the lifetime where she thinks he killed her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And was it a repeating pattern?
Is that a question?
Oh, I'm sorry. I inserted that question. I probably shouldn't do it. Okay. All right. Cancel that. I am ready to start working on healing this. And any help would be really appreciated. Isis.
Yes. Give us a moment. That is a place to start. We do see an incident and of what you are talking, and so don't invalidate what it is you're seeing, but lay it out and move through the incident as early as you can remember, and move through it from the good times through to the end. And as you go through it, more details will emerge. Forgiveness will be needed. We feel. Thank you. Forgiveness of your father.
Yes, I wanted to share that I'm a person who had a father that killed him in a past life, and I had a reading years ago about what the past life was, and my father's part in it. And you know, I'm very skeptical when I get a reading at that time, and I said, "Is this really true?" And at the time, I realized I wrote a song that described the major incidents that were given to me in the reading. And the song was from the same period of time, written in a motif, the same period of time where I would have lived and my father had killed me. And so I started to see patterns that I was working on as a result of that, because my father didn't accept me in this life. And I was never good enough. And I started to sense how he was not that happy that I was around. But he, you know, this was all happening on an unconscious level. And I had to forgive him and realize that what's done is done. And as I forgave him, our relationship began to change over years in a more positive direction, but for a long time. And even still, I go through a kind of self-rejection of not being good enough, which I relate to my father's, how he related to me as we were growing up. I thought I would share that. And we're going to move into Whole Time of Healing. Any of you on BBS?
Yes, we might say one thing about you and your father. Your father still was carrying the original upset in his subconscious that caused him to act in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I recognize.
Judgment.
Yes,
yes,
I recognize that. And I think probably the thing that caused it to occur, that you can confirm this, because I don't remember it, but perhaps I was a little bit arrogant. And the arrogance made him want to make me disappear.
Yes. Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, and it kept pointing up the arrogance that you had in the original incident. But we tell Isis that your story is your story. It is not Isis' story. So Isis needs to look at her story.
Yeah.
From the way that she recorded it at the past time.
Okay. Thank you very much. And let me give you all Whole Planet Healing phone number. I'll just tell you, there's a web page. It's not a good web page, but it has a phone number, WholePlanetHealing.com, WholePlanetHealing.com, which has a phone number on it, but I'll say it in case you miss it. You can go there, 712-770-4340, and the PIN is 250-513, and we will see you there if you want to be there. In just a moment. Remember, you unmute you all.
Thank you so much.
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you.
This session is no longer being recorded.